This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
I said you buy one. I said you get one free. Hang on a minute. I'm just going
to... Oh, the fun we have. The fun we have in this fucking room.
Can you hear me on the other side of the bar, man?
I can hear you. You're pouring something out by sound of it. Oh, shit, he's had a fall. Quick, call hospital. It's Mike. He's broken his hip. Come quickly. He's had a fall.
He's not well again.
I was worried when he didn't turn up for work. After the first 3 days, I thought I'd go round and all his posts had piled up and there were milk outside. And when I got in, he'd gone. He'd taken a tumble down the stairs and broken his hip. He was dead. He'd starved to death. The cat had eaten his eyeballs and his dick.
Roger.
Go on, get him on.
That's better.
Get him on.
I'm going to turn the big light off. I'm scrubbing my cock over the mic. Hang on.
It sounds quite chunky tonight.
Oh!
Wonderful. There we go.
Great times.
Glass of whiskey.
Oh, what brand? What brand are you on there?
Oh, just on drafting. Not a draft, what do you call it? Whatever got on the optic and in the bar.
Standard. Uncle Dean's sort fish
like
water.
Teachers.
Yeah.
Nothing. Frankly, this podcast and these listeners and you are not worth me cracking up the pen, Darren.
Get your pen deading out for the lads. Let's have a look. Look at the size on his fucking pen deading, Carl. It's fucking massive.
By the way, fucko. Yeah. I got a bone to pick with you.
What is it? What happened?
Well, I'll tell you what happened, shall I?
Yeah, go on.
Because I was in agony last week.
Yeah, medical condition. Yeah.
I couldn't do the podcast.
Yeah.
Reece says, okay, I got something planned. I thought he just meant a best of or, you know, a worst of, whatever the fuck they want to call it.
All the hits. Like.
And much to my chagrin, I find out you two fucking clowns have gone beyond my back and done a recording, taken my name in vain. And people that I don't even fucking know will call me Nipple Piss Bubbins.
Nipple Piss Bubbins.
And you know, for a bloke who's like the 21st century Mike Yarwood, I got to say your impression of me is fucking toilet.
It slowly degraded to the end. It was like someone who survived a match.
Eventually,
I came out.
Hey, buddy, Mike Bevins it is. Hey, Mike Bevins it is. Yeah. Like, nipple piss Bevins, they all call me. Like, literally, fuck all like me.
I'll be at the Cabal for now, getting some used condoms for you, and then I've got a 3-foot long nipple listing to piss now.
I've just seen on the Zencaster here, you've called this one sausage hanging out of my jeans.
I said, you buy one,
and
you get one free.
The fucking email this is on is because you were sent to Mick O'Bubbins. Twat.
Hello there, it's Mick O'Bobbins, about to host.
Hello there, welcome to my new show. This is called Sausage Hanging Out of My Jeans. I'm your toast, Nipple Piss Bubbins, also known as Mick O'Bobbins to all my friends, of which John Rutledge is not one of them.
Mick Nipple Piss Bubbins, and he's a great lad. We have him on the show today.
I'm here now with John. John, my good friend John Rutledge, in the show today, and John's here to join us all. And he's wearing a lovely little ensemble there, John. Please describe to the listeners what you're wearing for us today, please, John.
Well, I mean, I'm quite glad you notice it. I've actually managed to get a pair of jeans from Primark, which is a popular shop in Tipperary. And the
someone's doing it right for themselves, John. Someone's doing it right for themselves. The boat's coming for you.
Well, that's right. And I have this wonderful pair of jeans that I've actually picked up for £8. And you'll notice the back has two holes for the arse cheeks. And it's fantastic. If I wish to
fact, great look that, John. I mean,
it comes out. I must say, on the bus in, I did relieve myself and left a lot of what I can only describe as a scrambled egg over the seat. But that's fine. I got off two.
You're some man. He really is some man, that John Rutledge there. John Rutledge.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good night.
That is amazing. Ash cheeks. So see you next. Same time next week, there, John.
Week there, Mike, and I'll be bringing the old the t-shirt with the holes in for the 3 foot nipple that stinks of piss. There, Mike. So.
Danny boy, your pipe's appalling.
Back to the old country. Oh, wonderful.
Smash the cunt in the face of the ashtray. Come on. And I'll fight them in a car park for the fiver. And here we are on Sausage Hanging Out My Jeans on RTE.
It's the country's favourite TV show. And this week in the audience, we have Mike O'Bobbins. Mike, you're 92 years old.
Tapping them on to you, John.
It's great to see you. You look fantastic. You don't look a day over 98.
You have the lungs of an angel. You're a sweet-talking man there, John.
Well, it's only...
I've been living in around these parts now for a long, long time. And I got to say, John, you have the lungs of an angel and the heart of an angel. And God bless you, John, and all you've done for RTE and this channel. And I got to... My dear departed wife there, my dear departed wife, Maureen.
Maureen, of course.
She would love nothing more on a Friday night than to spend a bit of time with me, kick back with a little glass of the hard stuff and listen to you talking about sausage hanging out of your jeans.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. And I must say, to have a 98-year-old with a 3-foot-long nipple that stinks of piss is really a treat. And I must say, later on...
That's my pride and joy, so it is. It's my pride and joy.
Would you be happy enough for me to lie down and for you to lower it into my mouth? I'd be so...
That's no problem at all, John. I mean... My knees and what they were.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clack hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming paywall. Twice the clag. Twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.